continue with the WEOL Morning Show. And got a lot of folks in here today to talk about a special thing taking place tomorrow. Liberty High School Pioneer Marching Band, at least a port. Now, you have a portion of the band here, John, right?
That's correct.
How many are in your marching band?
110 this year.
110, and there's like about 20, I think, or 18 or 20.
About 20.
That you have this morning to kind of give us a little taste. And that's an obvious pun based on the event going on tomorrow. Talk about that. What's taking place with this?
Well, we're going to have some different foods made by our band families. We have quite a bit of diversity in our band this year, and Stephanie, who's up in the studio here, her mother and her came up with this idea to help raise money for our trip to Florida. So we're going to be having some foods from many, many countries represented tomorrow, some of them Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, Egypt, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Ireland, Italy, many, many more. And we're going to be having things like Scottish shortbread, baked beans with sausage, beef and chicken tacos, homemade lemonade, all kinds of great food, all kinds of great fun. And it's all going to be put on by the students and their parents. And it's going to start at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Elyria High School in the Performing Arts Center lobby.
And do you have it titled The Foods of the World? Now, you say it's made by all the different band families, I guess.
That's correct.
Putting these
and what I asked them to do was go back into their heritage and see if they have a favorite dish or somebody in the family has a favorite dish. And so we have, I believe, 25 different things going on, foods tomorrow.
Wow. This is the first ever Foods of the World Festival. Now, you said this is to pay to go to Florida. Now, why are we sending the Elyria High School marching band to Florida?
Because they earned it. We every 3 years, we have taken trips. We were in Washington, D.C., 3 years ago, and Norfolk, Virginia before that. We've been to Philadelphia for Thanksgiving Day Parade and Chicago. So we've every 3 years, we tend to take the students somewhere to participate. And I had an idea. There's a great parade in Florida in Fort Myers called the Edison Festival Light Parade. It happens in February. So I went last year and applied for it back in January of 2014. And we got accepted, and so we knew we were going, and so we started to figure out ways to raise money to help offset the cost for the students. And the fundraising efforts have gone very well. We've significantly reduced the cost for each student to go, and so we're making our final payments here, and we'll be off to Florida this coming February.
And that's pretty much how it works for all these bands that we see in parades. You know, if they go to the Rose Parade, or you even see the ones that are just over Thanksgiving in Macy's and different places like that. There's one thing to get accepted to be able to go. Then the next thing goes, how are we going to pay to get there, right?
That's exactly.
And that's where everybody in the community pitches in and helps out, right?
That's exactly what happened, and the community has been so supportive of us. Our fundraising efforts right now are at about $35,000, so that's about half the cost to take the band to Florida, which is pretty amazing. They've been great to us.
John, you've had a number of fundraisers over time here, of course, but how did this one, Foods of the World, come about?
My friend Stephanie, would you like to explain?
You can get up on the mic there.
Well, one day me and my mom were talking, and she just decided since when we had our last fundraiser and it was really successful, and she thought, well, why don't I come to your school and make like this little taco stand and sell like students or teachers and stuff like that. And I was like, well, maybe that'll be like too much, especially during the day for school. And then so I just thought, well, maybe we should talk to Mr. Shepka and get this maybe for the band and raise the money for the for Florida. And she's like, that's a good idea. So then next day I just went and talked to him about it. And so he named it Foods of the World. So then we had each student look into their background and make their favorite dish.
Now, are we blessed with having some of this taco preparation in front of us here?
Yes.
Now, there's like, I make a taco and usually I have a shell and then I have some, maybe some ground meat of sorts, some seasoning, maybe some salsa and lettuce. What are in all of these different containers here?
Well, I have hard tacos and the chips that you usually, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, they have like the little chips on the table. And then I have shredded chicken and beef. And then she made this hot cheese sauce that you can eat with your chips. And then some things in these containers, there's like toppings, onions, tomato, salsa, and then soft tacos. That's about it.
Are you allowed to eat tacos for breakfast? I'm not quite sure. I mean, I've had cold pizza, but I'm not.
Well, I'm thinking you're going to do the show by yourself the rest of the way here. I've got things to do over here.
Exactly. Well, speaking of things to do, we brought the members of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And they are actually now, I think, on the third floor or somewhere else here. I know if you follow the mic cord that's out here, it'll take you back to there. Now, I guess you'll find out when we come back what we'll hear and
sure.
A little bit about your performance as well. Does the marching band, usually we think of the football season, and that sometimes is the end of the marching band, but these things like this then continue on with preparation and you kind of keep the band going that way?
Yes, we actually are sitting down right now in concert band. We're getting ready for our holiday concert, which will be coming up in December. And then we're actually hosting district band contests. We compete with Ohio Music Education Association. So we'll be preparing for contests. But in the meantime, we're also going to be down at the stadium marching around the track, getting ready for the parade. It's about a 4-mile parade. And in February, when we're not used to marching around that much, it's going to take a little bit of training to get our steps back. So we'll be down at the stadium in February trying to march 4.5 miles.
Right. You know, I wanted to ask, you mentioned 4.5 miles. Mm-hmm. How much do you typically march like at a halftime show of a football game? Any idea?
Gosh, I never.
Is it less than 4.5 miles?
Oh, yes, it's less.
Yeah, it's
than
much
four.
Less, huh? Yeah.
Memorial Day Parade here in downtown is about a mile. So it's about 4 Memorial Day parades.
Well, we want you to get ready. Craig, you're going to go downstairs with them as well.
We'll do a quick mic change up here, and we'll all go downstairs, and hopefully we can do it rather quickly, and we'll get in place for you.
7:55 at WEOL. It's a morning for a marching band. If you haven't gotten up, this will get you going this morning. Craig?
Okay, thank you, Bruce. We are here with John Shepka and members of the Elyria Pioneer Marching Band. Thank you all for coming out this morning. We really appreciate it. John, what are we going to hear?
I think we're going to play something from our first show this year called Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Okay, let's go. Well done, well done. John, thank you very much. You got one more tune for us?
Sure. How about our famous fight song?
Got to have it.
Okay.
Here we go, the fight song. Elyria High School Marching Band.
Gather up.
right. Thank you very much. You are you all excited about going to Florida?
Yes!
All right.
How many days?
The countdown is on. John, the countdown is on, too, to tomorrow's Festival of the World, Foods of the World Festival. Again, what time does it start? And give us a little more nuts and bolts.
2 p.m. We can get tickets at the door for $10. We'll have about 25 different dishes that you can sample. There will be some other games and stuff we're going to be doing. And it's going to go until we run out of food.
Very good. Thanks again for coming in this morning. Bruce, we'll toss it back up to you.
Thanks very much. And speaking of food, we're not going to run out of food for a while. It's going to be Taco Friday here at WEOL. Thanks to the Elyria High Marching Band bringing in those food things. We got to put it in our lobby area. So if you're coming to WEOL, this is for the employees, you're going to have lunch on the Elyria High School Marching Band.